Welcome to your five for the day. They say if you lose one sense, the other four become stronger. There are many famous blind people who achieve so much in their lifetime, despite their physical shortcomings, that can put our normal or physical perfect person to shame. Blindness was just a small obstacle in the journey of greatness for many iconic figures. They did not let the visual impairment come in between their ambition and determination, and with a strong grit and resolve, went ahead to conquer the world. Helen Keller, a political activist and author, became the first blind deaf person to get a bachelor's degree of arts. Composer, musician and producer Stevie Wonder became the wonder boy of the music industry despite his visual impairment. Had it not been for Louis Braille, no blind person in the world would ever have enjoyed a story or been able to comprehend important paperwork. In 1652, the English poet John Milton went completely blind, and the twist in his case is that he went blind before he wrote his best works, including the immortal epic poem Paradise Lost. Although he had written a few great poems, he was not a famous poet by this time. When John Milton lost his ability to see, he must have felt like modern athletes feel when they suffer a career-ending injury. They spend their whole life working toward a goal, pour their heart and soul into practicing, and then some uncontrollable event or freak accident puts them back in the shoes of a regular individual. John Milton's life plan was to be of service to God. He felt he could best achieve this goal by using his intelligence and especially his writing. But back in the day when Milton was alive, it was very hard to write when you had no sight. He was entirely dependent on other people to write down his work and read to him. Thankfully, Milton's blindness was not as crippling as he thought it would be, and he eventually adapted to the condition even to write some of the world's great works of literature. John Milton, a devout Christian, famously observed, "They also serve who only stand and wait." This kind of service, the service of patiently waiting on God's timing, on God's direction, on God's plan, can be the most difficult and grueling to render to God. He goes from being a mover and shaker to being someone who merely stands and waits on God. How well he must have known the words of Psalm 27, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." We are tempted, in a time of uncertainty or calamity, to rush to our own set of solutions. We might even feel irresponsible to simply wait prayerfully for the Lord to give a clear direction. And yet we must. Twice the command, "Wait on the Lord," is repeated in that single verse. Our answers are usually not the right answers. Our instincts cannot be trusted. Our hurried assessment will doubtless yield an inadequate response. So, dear listener, wait. Wait on the Lord, because he will strengthen your heart. He will answer your prayers. He will give the direction you need. He will send the help you require. In his own good time and in his right way, God will come to you when you wait on him. So be of good courage. Do not despair, because the solution has not presented itself yet. Do not presume that God will not keep his appointments. He has promised to strengthen you. So wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.